The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions has begun. I am Gabriel Morenci. I'm on the grid. I'm also on SiriusXM channel 204. And so are you. Sports Grid Radio Networks. The Raging Redhead Cam Stewart is off today. He'll be back on Monday. Dave Sherapin steps up and in earlier than usual this evening. And we've got a lot of stuff to get to because football is here. NFL preseason kickoff in less than 2 hours' time. CFL regular season kickoff in about 2.5 hours' time. Let's do this thing, Dave.
First of all, what's up, Morenci? I cannot believe it. We finally get, we're doing the thing. You know, I'm filling in for Cam, but it's me and you for 3 hours. They said, you got to talk to Morenci for 3 hours? So yeah. I'm ready to go. I found a little old school hat to break out for
this
football
is probably-
season.
This is probably the first time you're like you told the kids before. Oh boy, Cam's not even here today. Like this is going to be 3 hours of Morenci. Thinking what's going to come at
me? The door
some
shut.
Equestrian pick. Yes. Some equestrian. Like what's he going to ask me about?
I'm ready. I was like, oh no, we're going to have the Olympic Channel on. I was kind of excited to maybe watch a little bit of the game and kick off, but I'm like, I got to keep that Olympic Channel on. I don't even know what you got to explain to me the Rouge Rule in Canadian.
Yeah.
We got all kind of things coming up. I've been booking the CFL for years, still not quite understanding, the scoring. So I got the, one of the foremost Canadian gambling sports experts in the world. So I know you can explain it to me. So I can't wait to see where this whole, conversation goes.
CFL football is interesting. With three downs, it changes the dynamic of the game, obviously, and it encourages passing. And encourages you to pass the football, right? You only have three downs. Yeah, the Rouge, the single point. You get a single point if you kick the ball through the end zone, right? So if you kick the ball through the end zone, or let's say you miss a field goal. Let's say it's the same thing in AFL football in Australia. Like if they kick and they miss the goal and it doesn't go through the upright, but it crosses the line, they get a point instead of six. So it's a very similar situation. So you can kick a field goal and miss the field goal, but if it goes out of bounds, like through the end zone, you get a point for it. Yet, this is what makes it fun.
Yeah, but the end zone is 25 yards deep, is it not?
Yeah.
The end zone is huge in the CFL.
And they got two dudes in the end zone on field goals waiting to return your missed kick. And, Dave, there's nothing but fat offensive linemen on the field. So it leads to big returns the other way. Right? There's a method to the madness, actually. There's a method to the madness. And FanDuel's got numbers up. I've got a poll question up. What's the best bet in the CFL game tonight? FanDuel's got numbers up right now. The Hamilton Tiger Cats -2.5. Total's 49.5. We're going to break this down. We're going to get into the NFL preseason. Yeah, the total was 51, Dave, and it came down.
Yeah.
And I want to get your thoughts on this. solely from an odds maker's perspective, because quite frankly, the CFL is the oldest league in the world, essentially. You know, the Toronto Argonauts are the oldest sports organization in sports, Dave.
I did
oldest organization in sports.
I had no idea.
Shout out to our AM radio affiliates. Let's do this thing. I am Morenci. We're kicking it with Dave Sharapan. Cam is off. He'll be back on Monday, but the show must go on. He's fine. Don't worry. Wherever he is, he's clicking, he's betting, and he's eating. And we're getting ready to eat ourselves right now. Less than 2 hours away from the NFL preseason. And Dave is somebody that's worked taking bets for years. Online in the old days, and then, you know, on the other side of the window in Vegas. I want to get your thoughts on the NFL preseason, because for me, this is where you sort of separate, and I don't like the term sharp and square, but I do believe in the term professional bettors. People that actually don't have day jobs that bet on sports, they bet on the preseason. Like, to me, like when somebody tells me, you bet on the preseason, I don't want to talk football with them anymore, because I know they're amateurs, Dave. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And talk to me about this, because you know there's a reason why they limit action on a preseason game and they don't on a regular season game. Tell me why, Dave.
Oh, for sure. Well, one, it is
limiting action on something. Obviously, they're concerned about something.
Well, yeah. So the first concern is there's not that much action on it. So you have to, you know, because when you have a regular NFL game, you have millions of dollars, hopefully, on that game and, you know, back and forth, hundreds of thousands of dollars, and it's a liquid pool. This preseason, most people don't bet it, but the ones that do bet it for the limit. It's legitimately one of the sharpest markets, one of the most professional markets, one of the most limited markets. So now you hang a number, and listen, the numbers aren't, I mean, it's a lot of like guesswork. It's a lot of like reading articles. It's a lot of reading between the lines, which coach has motivation, which, you know, set of quarterbacks, like tonight, you know, the Pittsburgh quarterbacks have more experience and, you know, look like they're competing for jobs from day one to be the backup and to be the third string. The Dallas quarterbacks look like they just need to stay, upright and not get hurt. They're who's a two and who's a three.
These
people that bet.
Ben DiNucci.
Yeah, but they're Pittsburgh kid. Yeah. So, these people that bet it, they get the information. You got to be so on it in the book. It's not fun, the book, but it's a very, sharp market.
Well, I'll tell you what, the market is moving right now. We'll hit this on the other side. Game time decisions.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Continues.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions continues. I am Gabriel Morenci. We're kicking it with Dave Sharapan, who normally joins us at a 7 o'clock hour, but Cam is off today, and no, Cam is not undergoing a medical procedure. He should, but he's not. Mm. I believe that his girlfriend is. At least that's what he says.
Right.
Or his girlfriend, I don't know, medical procedure. I think she's getting a tattoo. I think she's getting a tattoo. And then they're going drinking for the weekend. Nah, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
No.
But people are like, where's Cam? Is he sick? Whatever. Just because someone's here, not one day, doesn't mean someone's dead, all right? So nevertheless, shout out to the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart. And just for the record, so we got CFL, NFL, we got Olympic action. How about that basketball action? Oh, boy. Wow.
Wow.
I stayed up, too. I actually stayed up.
Oh, I felt.
You know, Dave, it was one of those deals where I was like, you know, I got a lot of money on this game, yet it's really at an awkward time. I was like, because I knew, I'm like, once I'm in, I'm in. So I told myself, but I got caught up in some of the other events. And then I was like, all right, it's once every 4 years, so I'm watching. And then I actually tried, Dave. I'm not going to lie, guys. I actually tried to not watch. So at halftime, I was like, man, whatever, dude. I'm like, it's 5:30 in the morning. You know what I mean? Can I stay up till 7 in the morning here? And I closed the computer, and I lasted like 5 minutes, Dave. Like, I'm sitting there.
Really?
I open it back up, and I'm sitting there like, because I saw France were up by 8 or 9. I'm like, France are up by 9. It's looking good. We're going to win. I'm on France. I like this. And I had it on. I'm sort of, you know, lying down and stuff like that. And I had Doncic under 28.5 points. And the announcer was acting like he had 80 points or something. Luka Doncic is unbelievable. He had 16 points. So let me just throw this out there to you, Dave. When you were working in the window, and I don't want to throw people under the bus, but I saw everyone in our chat last night. Oh, Doncic, over under 28.5. How does he not go over in this big game? He's going to take over. Oh, he's really going to score now because he has to. And I'm like, no, France are going to terrorize him now because they have to, right?
Yep.
They're going to, like, France are really good defensively. They're not just going to let Doncic drop 48 on them. Doncic finished with 16. Prop was 28.5. And I told people, I warned people, you know, Dave, he only went over 28.5 points once in 5 games. In the first game, he scored 48 points, and then the books cleaned up with him going under in every other game.
Yep. And how many shows and stuff, and you see it on social media, you know, talking about him, and you kind of get caught up in it, right? I used to hear that stuff at the window all the time. Oh, there's no way he can't go over. Really? All right, well, you know, hope you win. Good luck. And then on your way, and they're left wondering how he only had 16 points. So not surprising at all. When you stayed up, you watched the whole game. What was your takeaway as far as France? Can they actually beat the U.S. team? Like, just first impression from what you saw, you got some sleep, you're on the show now. Are they live at all to win the game?
I think they're very live. And I thought France were the most live team coming in, and they were 23-1, and I'm kicking myself for not taking them.
Because
be in a hell of a head situation right now. You know, Australia were the second choice to win the gold medal. Spain were the third choice. Anybody that follows international basketball knows that Spain, it's not Spain, bro. They're 80 years old. Like, everyone knows. It's like Argentina. It's not yet. Manu Ginobili wasn't walking through the door, right? Like, it wasn't yesteryear, right? The Gasol brothers are old. It's not 8 years ago at the Olympics. They were the third choice, and France were the fourth choice. I'm thinking, France, the guys that won, like, the World Cup, the World Championships in 2019 to beat the United States? Bro, they've beaten Popovich the last two times. So that's what I'm thinking. That's the problem here. And it's 12.5 now. So what do you think about that? This is, like, the third time. France need to beat them again. They beat the United States in 2019 in an international tournament, knocked them out. It was, like, their first loss in, like, a million years. They beat Popovich and company. They didn't play because of the pandemic. Boom, first game of the Olympics, France beat them again. I don't know. It's hard to beat the same team three times.
So that's why I asked, because I didn't see it. I'm going to try to watch it tonight, you know, on demand or whatever, and try to get, you know, some sort of look at it again. They just beat them, right, a week ago. And they beat them in the first game. So
I wasn't
now
overly impressed, Dave. Did you watch the U.S. game last night? Did you watch it all?
I watched a lot of it. I didn't watch
it. Were you overly impressed with them?
No, not at all.
They just take threes. They have no. They couldn't stop Australia in the inside. They couldn't stop Australia in the paint, right? And they couldn't score in the paint. Like, the U.S. has decided we have no interior game on offense or defense. So what we're going to do is we're going to take three. They miss a three, they kick it back for another three. It's a dangerous way.
I wasn't really impressed.
I know they went on a run against Australia in the second half, but, meh, I wasn't overly impressed with America, to be honest.
So that's why I asked you that question, because now I'm looking at it like, all right, is it enough to take France plus the points? Probably. You know, I'll look at it a little deeper. They make you pay a little bit extra this time, you know, because you would think the line would be lower than it was the first game, and it's not. It's actually a little bit higher, right? It closed 12, I believe, 11 and a half, somewhere in that neighborhood. I think I saw 12, 12 and a half now. So trying to give you that hook or whatever to take France again. But, like, isn't Gobert going to just score at will? Like, whatever props he has – I think you got to go over between points and rebounds, because you're right. What I saw from what I was watching was they're not even trying to disguise it that they want to have any interior defense. It's just like, we'll just give that up, you know, and try to limit the number of times you can get there. We'll put you on the free throw line, but we're not trying to score inside, and we're not trying to defend it. We're going to make more threes than you when we get offensive rebounds. You're right. They don't look for a putback for a two. They look for a kickback out for another three. It's really strange, and you see a lot of guys sitting around waiting for KD to do his thing. So I don't know.
And how about this for me last night? I took KD over 24 and a half. He had 23 going into the fourth quarter. Barely played, ended with 23. So
I lost. Did not score a point in the fourth quarter?
Not a point.
Oh, that's a bad beat. Oh, my goodness.
But you just said it. Durant's carrying this team, bro. Durant is carrying this team. Look at the box scores of these games, guys. It's Durant. Even Lillard last night. Lillard had like 9 points, 5 points. Booker struggled. You know, Booker had a good, you know, was one of his better nights last night, but you're right. They all sort of stand around and watch KD and Lillard. It's like, basically give the ball to Kevin. And if not, let Lillard take a three. And then if not, you get to shoot a three. Seems to be the deal with them. There's no bad, like, Popovich has it. Like, you know what I mean, Dave? Like, if Coach K was the team, the coach, there'd be pick and rolls and cuts and matchups.
There's no,
it's like Popovich just kicked back and said, all right, guys, get it to Kevin. Or kick it to Dame for a three. There's no coaching.
That's what it looks like. Do you think – so when I look at that, do you think that the players are kind of deferring to KD, you know, almost like they would if it was LeBron? Like, you know, it's like, all right, it's his time, it's his team, he's the guy. We'll give it to him. We'll wait for him to tell us what to do, and we'll stand around because nobody's moving. It's not even like they're trying. And it's just – I watch it. And I'm reminded, like, this is what a lot of NBA basketball has become. And then you watch the international teams. When Ricky Rubio is running the point, they play as a team. And they look for different shots. And, like, there is flow and movement. And
that's why Slovenia were good. It's not just Luka Doncic. They've ball movement. They play as a team.
Oh, yeah.
Like, Luka's like, all right, I'm double team, pattern inside, dunk. Right? Like, they play smart basketball. You're right. NBA guys, that's the problem of taking – 8 superstars that are the guy, right? I've said it before. Yeah, you can't. I've said it before, and I've said it again. You take 8 musicians in the best bands. You take, like, you take Eddie Van Halen, take the guy at Rush, take David Bowie, put Ozzy Osbourne, put Dio, put them all in a room. Say, do a song together. It'll suck.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
They'll all be like, no, no, no. I'm not like, what do I do? Like you and me, you can't do it. Kind of a band.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decision continues. We're fired up. We're talking men's basketball, the gold medal. And just for the record, congratulations to Canada for going over 4.5. I should say congratulations to me for betting it, and props to everybody that cashed the ticket as well. I'm holding out hope, Dave, that the U.S. can get over 44.5, but I don't think it's going to get there. I lost the Great Britain under 14.5. The damn Brits won a lot of gold medals, man. Give them credit. I stopped watching at 15 once I lost. But
Once Britain, it goes over, that's
I'm out. I lost. Congratulations, Britain. You beat me. Props. But we hit Canada. It was nice that the decathlete, Damian Warner, gets it done. So we hit over 4.5 Canada gold medals. And nice. We hit Damian Warner in the decathlon. And it sets up some futures for us, too, that we'll get to. But I want to get to the football tonight. Me and Dave will get to the basketball. We have a lot of time. And the game is tomorrow night at 10:30 Eastern time. Great start time tomorrow. That's
perfect
a good start
time. Oh, that's great. That's good.
10:30 Eastern. All right. So we have NFL football. Your Pittsburgh Steelers. So I got to tell you, out of television markets that you know preseason ratings will be high, you know Pittsburgh's one of them. Pittsburgh Steelers fans are amongst the most hardcore in the league. So let's handicap this game right now. I got in. Yep. We told you guys we bet it earlier in the week. I got the Steelers at like a pick'em -115 when it was a pick'em essentially on the money line. Nice. It's up to -140 right now, and they're up to 2.5. So all the money's coming in on Pittsburgh in this spot. And you discussed it earlier, so let's talk about the Pittsburgh Steelers camp right now. Talking about a team that was 11-0 last year, yet people talk like they were 0-11 at some point. Right? There's a lot of sort of like the Steelers have a chip on their shoulder. You think they like the way things ended last year? They don't. Yeah. The Pittsburgh Steelers also have had a very competitive camp. They're also fully vaxxed. They're all on the same page. There's no controversy as far as vaccinations are concerned. Mike Tomlin talked about he thought it was a competitive advantage for his team because they were all vaxxed. And he said, we've had no disruptions and we won't have any disruptions. And they haven't. They haven't. Their camp has been pretty brisk. Their offensive line has been getting killed in camp. All right. Let's get that out there right now. DeCastro's gone. Villanueva's on the Ravens. Pouncey's retired. All those classic guys you think about on the Steelers O-line are gone, Dave. It's all a gone. Patch. They're rebuilding this thing. But I actually like that tonight because their so-called number ones, Dave, have to get some playing time tonight. And Tomlin didn't hide it. Says these guys need to play together and we need to see this for real. And we need to see Najee Harris behind this. Najee Harris is playing tonight. And they said, yeah, he's playing all right. They said, damn right he's playing. And they said, we got to see something from our offensive line. So I actually like that the O-line comes in a little fearful for their jobs, Dave. What's your take on just that? And we'll continue. Talk to me about the O-line turnover in Pittsburgh.
Without a doubt, it's probably, I mean, along with the defensive backfield, probably, you know, the unit of the Steelers that has the biggest question mark going into the season. I mean, and like the division obviously has improved. You saw what Cleveland did to them in the playoffs last year. The Ravens, top three team in the AFC, if not in the NFL. And the Cincinnati Bengals have that guy, Joe Burrow, who's going to be improved, obviously, coming back from injury. And it's really good. So the Steelers, it feels like they got old really fast, and now guys are gone. And Roethlisberger's still there. He ain't playing tonight. But they got Najee Harris, who by all means, by everything that I've read and heard, is going to be just a tremendous Pittsburgh Steeler. They're going to love him there.
I expect a big first impression tonight, too. I expect a nice 20-yard run, chunk, maybe a touchdown.
Something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good guy on top of everything else, but, you know, a tremendous running
Great
guy.
Kid.
So, yeah. And I think that what you're going to see with the lack of experience on the Pittsburgh offensive line is maybe a return to Pittsburgh Steeler football. They're going to go back to running the ball because, obviously, I mean, they were 11-0 and then things went bad, but Roethlisberger dropping back and throwing 40 times a game isn't a recipe for success. It's actually it puts the
sorry to correct terrible. You. I think you meant 60 times a game.
Yeah, right.
Like 54, not 40. 40 would have been like too much, but it was like 54 times. I know. It's like, all right, we got an aging quarterback whose arm seems to be dead. Why don't we keep throwing bombs? It's like, guys, like I remember like, what are we but word was, Dave, word was the draft pick, came from the top that the Rooneys actually said, yo, we're the Pittsburgh Steelers. Get a running back. We don't want to be this spread thing. That was the word that even like that Tomlin was, I don't know if the GM was totally on board that he was basically told, hey guys, we don't like the direction of this. We want to play smash mouth football like we used to. And I think there's almost a directive from above. You're damn right Harris is going to get the ball. Like one of those deals.
Yeah. It has to change because the last couple of years they got, you know, they ran bubble screens every other play. And like you said, he was throwing the ball 50 times a game. And it was leading to tiring the defense out because there was a lot of quick possessions that didn't get first downs. They could never run the ball. It was third and two and they had – you know, double tight ends, you know, a fullback in there, and they still couldn't get 2 yards because they didn't have a guy who you can hand the ball to. Now, the offensive line wasn't doing their job, but they didn't have a guy who got yards after contact. You look at Najee, like, he breaks tackles. Guys bounce off of him in college. Now, he was running that down there, so it may be a little bit different. Everybody's a pro in the NFL, but I know as a Steeler fan, I'm excited, and I think in today's NFL, a recipe for success for winning games is controlling the clock and keeping the ball a little bit longer because everybody wants to run the spread offense, throw the ball, and try to score 50 points. Well, now if I can run the ball, turn the clock, and keep your guy off the field like Mahomes or Brady or one of these guys that want more possessions, now you limit their possessions, and they have to get conversions and keep the ball. So it changes the game. It's coming back. Like, things are coming back, and I think it starts in Pittsburgh. I don't know if it starts tonight, but, I mean, look at this total game. The total how low can you – I don't remember seeing an NFL game in a regular season this low of a total. This may be one of the lowest totals I've ever seen, and I think I still like the under.
It's 31.5 right now. On a bigger picture, Dave, I think you raised a good point. I've been talking about this. I was talking with Mike Dettillier, you know, great football reporter in the Bayou. And he was talking to Coach Flores of the Miami Dolphins. And Flores was at a football camp recently. And Flores basically told coaches, he said, you know, all this spread stuff and all this. He said, you know what is going to happen? Said a couple of smart teams are going to realize that every linebacker and defensive lineman is only 250 pounds now, and linebackers are 220, and someone's going to secretly start stockpiling girth, and they're going to run the ball down your effing throat, and you're not going to be able to stop it because you drafted a bunch of 230-pound players that, ooh, they're fast, right?
And they can cover, They can't.
You see that. You see that now. There's a changing. I think you're right, bro. I think some smart teams will realize run the ball. No. We're not, you know what I mean? Yeah. We're not doing the spread thing. You do a spread offense because you don't have talent. That's what it started in college. The Toledo Rockets of the world and stuff realized we're outgunned here. We have a better chance if we spread everybody out. It's not pro football. And it catches up to you in pro football. You called it. The Steelers was like, all right, Ben, throw your little 3-yard bubble screen. We're going to blow it up and kill your running back before he even catches the ball. it's so predictable nowadays, these offenses. Like, yeah, we know what you're going to do. Guy gets blown up, like, boom. You know what I mean? Yeah. You know how many receivers Ben really got murdered last year? That's another thing. He got his guys killed.
Killed. I mean, a lot of injuries, you know, and now you have to carry seven receivers on a team. I mean, look, just go back to the Super Bowl, Gabe. We saw it exactly, the blueprint in the Super Bowl. Tampa Bay, I think Brady threw for like 211 yards or 219 yards, something like that. They ran the ball, and they played defense to limit Mahomes. They limited all the possessions. Kansas City only had so many opportunities. And now, if you can't stop the run, the game shortens. And if they convert those, you know, drives into touchdowns, now the team that wants to do the spread, you can't even make a mistake. You
have ton of pressure,
to
Dave.
Tons of pressure.
Suddenly Mahomes is thinking, looking up, and he's like, man, I'm only going to get the ball like four more times, and I better score three of those four times, right? He knows that. Don't think that's why you see the quarterbacks on the bench looking up at the clock, looking up at the clock. They're like,
right.
They know how much time is left. They're not idiots. They're thinking in their heads, oh, dear God, I'm going to get the ball two times only now. And if they get another first down, they're going to need another 4 minutes up here. You're right. The Buccaneers, I remember that game against the Packers, bro. They went down the field. I think they ate like 10 minutes in the first quarter or something, didn't they? It was like, wow, they just ate 11 minutes of the game up. Yeah. It was like dink, dunk, run, dunk, dink, dunk. Like, as long as you finish it off with points, you suffocate teams like that.
Yeah.
So one thing about the Steelers' offensive line, obviously a massive concern going into the regular season. And the Cowboys are going to have a couple of starters out there early flying around. And we'll get your thoughts on Micah Parsons, stud out of Penn State. I'm a big fan of this kid. I think he's going to be a monster. I thought the Giants should have taken him. So, but he's a new LT. The offensive line will get exposed more, not in a preseason game, right? Correct. It's not going to have stunts rushing the quarterback, right? And no one really does crazy blitzes and stunts anyways in this stuff.
No.
Right? And no one gets crazy, because if one guy gets crazy, the other D coordinator will say, all right, you want to get nuts? All right, I'll get nuts. No one wants to do that, right? Because then the next guy will say, all right.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
We're going to run blitzes. All right, we're going to kill your new rookie quarterback. How do you like that? Right. There's an agreement. Don't get crazy. They're going to sack a QB or two, but we'll continue it on the other side.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Time decision continues. I am Morenci. We're kicking it with Dave Sharapan. Cam Stewart will be back on Monday. Countdown to kickoff is on. We've got some Major League Baseball games on the board. We'll get Dave's thoughts on these. I'm sort of football and Olympic minded right now. Really football. I mean, come on, man. It's the first football game of the year in the National Football League, and it's the first CFL game in 2 years.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, quick trivia question for you here, Dave. So, what year do you think the Toronto Argonauts were founded?
You said this is the oldest professional league?
Oldest league. Yeah. Oldest league. And,
so even older than baseball? I mean, are we talking 1800s? This can't be.
Yeah. The Toronto Argonauts are the longest standing name in sports history.
Longer than the New York Yankees?
The Toronto Argonauts were founded on October 4th, 1873.
Unbelievable.
147 years ago.
Wow. Who did they play, Gabe?
See, because it's an interesting question. It's an interesting question because Mike Cardano was asked this before, stating, well, if you're the first, like, there had to be someone else that you played that was, like, you know what I mean?
Right.
And it's the team that plays tonight, the Hamilton Tiger Cats.
Wow. I had no idea that this was this old. I honestly, have they changed the rules, obviously? Did they always play it like they do now with the three down?
Nah. I think it used to sort of be like rugby type stuff, whatever the hell it was. Like,
right.
And these guys, they're the Tiger Cats. I know there's a debate. They claim that they were at the same time. They were founded in 1869. So, yeah, they're not as close.
Wow.
1869. Still a long time. Still a long time.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
That's why, when people say, like, oh, look, the Edmonton Eskimo or Edmonton Elk uniforms look like the Packers. It's like, no, it's the other way around. Like, these guys were around a lot longer.
Right, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, no, there's a tradition. There's a tradition in the CFL. It's a lot. And listen, the whole league isn't 147 years old, right? The whole league isn't. But the Grey Cup trophy is like the same thing. Grey Cup trophy is also like 120 years old.
Did the U.S. have a couple teams in the CFL at one point? Did they try that, right? Didn't they have a team or two? And it just didn't work out, right? It didn't catch on?
It did and it didn't in some markets. It did in Baltimore because they just lost the Colts. So they embraced it. The Baltimore Stallions. There was a team in Las Vegas that did not do well. How do you have a Canadian Football League with a team in Las Vegas called the Las Vegas Posse? It's funny, Dave. The commissioner of the CFL at the time, John Tory, he's a politician, all right? And he was the commissioner of the Canadian Football League, and it was his idea. He's the one that put a team in Shreveport, Louisiana, Las Vegas, and all these places. Then he ran for mayor of Toronto. I wanted to go to one of the press conferences when he was running for mayor and ask him a question and say, why would any man that thought it would be a good idea to put a team in the Canadian Football League in Shreveport, Louisiana, would be capable of running a city of 9 million people, sir, all due respectfully? That's what I wanted to ask him. He said, you couldn't run an 18 football league, man. You're going to run a city? He's actually been the mayor. You know why he won? Because the guy he ran against was like smoking crack. You know what I mean?
That's why he won. That guy, so he was the guy by default.
He came in as the straight guy. Hey, I don't smoke crack and do hookers.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. So he won. But that would have been hilarious. If you'd have done that and had video of that, you could have that as the real all.
Excuse me, sir. Like he thinks it's a city question. Excuse me, sir. 18 years ago, you put a team, and I was just wondering what makes you think you're capable of being the mayor of the city when you thought that was a good idea. Yeah. I guarantee it would catch him off guard, be all rattled.
Oh, it would have caught everybody off guard. You'd have been on every news channel in the world with that question. Sometimes you got to ask a question like that, but that would have been all Hall of Fame, all time, you know, question.
I tweeted his office once that I got lied. I think they blocked me after. I got all mad. I was like, you can't block people if you're the mayor. Like, what are you doing? You can say you can't block people if you're the mayor. You're in. But anyway, old school. So as far as this, the NFL game tonight coming up at 8:00, I already got in on the Steelers. Man, this money line's climbing up to 150 now, Dave.
Yeah.
Up to 150. So let's talk about the quarterback situation with the Pittsburgh Steelers. They don't love Mason Rudolph. Talk to me. You're a Steeler guy. So Rudolph has been capable as their backup. I think they blame him for the Garrett stuff as much as they blame Garrett. Actually, like, they weren't happy with him after that. Like, they were like, dude, like, you know, if you didn't mouth off so much for nobody, he would have smacked you in the face with his helmet. Right? So There was a lot of sort of resentment. I don't think the biggest fans. They're always bringing in guys, but they've never done a good job of really bringing in these guys. They just sort of bring in guys for the sake of it. But so you got Mason Rudolph going to be starting this game. He's a good quarterback. The guys, he's an NFL backup quarterback, this kid. Quality guy to be playing in the preseason. He'll be able to handle the first team defense of the Cowboys for a couple of drives. Then you get Dwayne Haskins. Can he play in the second quarter? All reports out of camp are that Dwayne Haskins is looking real good, Dave. Yep. Really good. That he's making plays. He's paying attention. He knows the playbook. And listen, what did the kid do? Out of everything that's happened in the sports world, we look at some of these like sexual perverts and deviants and criminals and stuff that get drafted by leagues. What did Haskins do? Yep. What was his crime? He didn't know the playbook well as a rookie. Oh, that's never happened, right, Dave?
Yeah.
Number two. Yeah. All right. He ordered a bunch of strippers to a hotel room in the middle of a pandemic.
Yeah, he did do that.
Was it a good move? No.
No.
It was his birthday. But he did it after a loss, and it was kind of his fault they lost because he didn't play well. He was feeling bad. But in hindsight, Dave, you know what I mean? It's not like he – you know what I mean? It's like, God, he made a mistake. It's like, listen, Tomlin likes him. He's having a good camp. And we know he's a first-round talent. Kid's a hell of a talent. And also what I like about this is, obviously, he's hungry. He's playing for something. Yep. And then you get into Joshua Dobbs in the second half. It's been, what, on the team for 7 years? Knows the system, like whatever. Like, you can run around, you can do his thing, have, you know, Josh Dobbs out there. Now, let's look at the Cowboy quarterback situation. I do think Garrett Gilbert's good. All right. Garrett Gilbert's bounced around. His father was a Buffalo Bill quarterback. His father was an NFL quarterback.
Okay.
Gilbert played Texas Longhorns, transferred over to SMU. Kids played in every damn league, played for the Longhorns, played for SMU, played in the Alliance League, played in the XFL. I think, you know what I mean? One of those type of dudes. He's got a good arm. I think he's the best backup they got. All right? And that's not saying much, but so he's going to start, and then they're going to go to Ben DiNucci, and they're going to go to Cooper Rush. Cooper Rush is terrible. Like, the quarterback situation is not a good situation here. And you can't just handicap preseason games on the quarterbacks, but I think there's a distinct advantage with Mason Rudolph and Dwayne Haskins fighting for a job, bro, here. They're fighting, and Haskins is fighting for his NFL career.
I think getting Haskins on this second chance was probably a really smart move because not that it's his last chance, but this is probably his best chance at redemption and at, you know, making a roster. Mason Rudolph's been the capable backup for Ben because he's not a real threat to ever take his job, one. But two, he's not content with being the backup, but he's accepted the role. So Steelers are good with it. And the role of a backup quarterback, I used to say it even when we were making the lines, can the guy do the job? Physically, can you perform the job? Because for a long time in Pittsburgh, Charlie Batch was the backup quarterback. And when Charlie Batch got in his late 30s, couldn't really perform the physical requirements of the job. So you need someone who can perform the physical requirements of the job. Now you also have to have somebody who's mentally, who's ready all the time, but never gets any reps. The backup quarterback never gets practice time. You got to know all the plays. You still got to be ready to go anytime. Because when that guy goes down, they say, hey, you're in. You get like 3 warm-up throws with the guy, maybe take a snap or two on the sideline. And then they ask you to go in and throw an 8-yard slant for a first down on 3rd and 7. It's a little bit of pressure. I think now with the, you know, benefit of having Haskins got too much too soon. He didn't have that many reps at college. I mean, he got he had very quick success at Ohio State, got drafted way too high by Washington, thrown into this situation that was really a mess, and said, hey, man, go play quarterback. I mean, it was too much too soon. So now I think with the benefit of you don't have to be the starter, learn the damn playbook, stay out of trouble, and you got a shot to play here. It's on you. So I think you get a motivated Dwayne Haskins. And everyone at home that I talked to said the guy looks in shape. Like, everybody came to camp with a little bit of purpose after last season ended with that bad taste in their mouth and that embarrassment to the Browns in the playoff game at home. So I think Tomlin has everybody on the same page. He always says the standard is the standard. Well, I think the standard got raised in Pittsburgh. So hopefully we'll see it tonight with just some regular execution. I don't think it means you're going to see a ton of points. I still like the under, but I hope you see less mistakes, because usually this game is turnover filled, penalty filled, and a really ugly watch as far as football.
I don't like betting the totals of these. Not when it's this low. As you stated, I remember like in the old days, you get 34.5 and 35s in the preseason.
Right.
Yeah. Like, this is too ridiculous now.
This is absurd.
Dude, in the fourth quarter, bro, there could be a punt return. One of the dumb quarterbacks fumbles the ball on the 2-yard line. Someone recovers it in the end zone. There's a pick six. Something weird can happen. And that's the one thing we can warn. You can handicap one of these games marvelously, and it's only like a 4-point game, and you got them. All right, we just need to win the game. And then you're like, oh, God. Kid just returned a punt for a touchdown. And he made the team. And he's like, I can't. You're like, yeah, that's the game. Because these games are pretty tight, guys. There's not a lot of blowouts, right?
No.
They're pretty tight. So I'm thinking Pittsburgh wins 17-13. 16-13. 16-14. The other weird thing with this stuff, guys, is there's no key number, really, because you know this, Dave. No, they all go for the win. No one's playing for the tie. So they really don't care. So they're like, no, we're going for two. We're going for two no matter what.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So it's one of those type of deals, too.
Yeah.
You bet the under. It could be sailing under, and you're like, how the hell is this happening? There were 17 points in the fourth quarter. Right? Like, now, another thing is some coaches are really good in the preseason. Some coaches don't care. Right?
Yes.
But as far as tonight is concerned, Mike Tomlin's a pretty good preseason coach. He's 31-23 overall in his career, straight up.
Right. Okay.
31-23. Mike McCarthy is right around. He's 28-23. Not bad. Mike McCarthy's never coached a preseason game with the Cowboys before. Now we can get into week one numbers, to get a little bit deeper. But nothing really sticks out tonight as far as coaching edges, as far as the preseason. Like, we'll put it this way. John Gruden is 10-0 in week one of preseason games. Never lost before.
Wow.
Something
really?
To put it.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
In the bank, Raiders.
Who do they play?
Mike Zimmer, Vikings, 7-0 in his career, week one preseason.
Somebody's losing. Oh, they'll probably tie.
John Harbaugh, 12-1.
Wow.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions. I am Dave Amorenzi. Cam Stewart will return on Monday. Dave Sharapan joining us. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter. Stay on the grid all day, even when you're not tuned in, by following us on Twitter at SportsGrid and SportsGrid TV. At SportsGrid and at SportsGrid TV. All right, we're talking NFL football. The preseason is here. CFL football. So the NFL game kicks off at 8 o'clock Eastern. And the CFL game kicks off at 8:30 Eastern. So that's good. can watch the beginning, and then it'll ease us in to the CFL game. And for the record, if you're wondering about the CFL game, it's on ESPN2. We don't like to encourage people to watch other networks, but if you're going to be betting a game, you're going to want to know, you're going to want to be able to watch it. You can just turn the sound down and watch, you know, we'll be on for kickoff here, and we'll get you up to date as far as that's concerned. Major League Baseball tonight. It's kind of a lighter night here tonight. Pretty chalky night tonight here, Dave. Pretty chalky night. I tell you what, the Philadelphia Phillies, if they can come back, they really got an opportunity to really make some noise this weekend. But we have Seattle and the Yankees. Yankees are minus 205 right now. The Toronto Blue Jays, scorching hot, man, since they've got back to Toronto. Man. We talked about it. Minus 210 tonight, Stripling on the hill against the Tribe. Pittsburgh Pirates plus 205 against the Reds, minus 250. Like I said, it's a chalky night. Houston Astros minus 240 against the Twins. The White Sox are minus 215 favorites. Holy crap. A lot of chalk tonight, Dave.
It's a lot of $2 favorites. It didn't work out so well for the favorite bettors on Monday when you had a lot of the beginning of the series matchups, right? So you see the favorites playing, you know, the good teams are playing the bad teams in these situations. White Sox got the Royals. Houston's got Minnesota. Toronto's got Cleveland. And the Yankees at least are playing Seattle. That seems a little overpriced for the Yankees have a bullpen day. I mean, Cortez is starting. He's going to go three innings, and they're going to get the bullpen. So that's the one I think is live, that Seattle dog. The other ones, I don't know.
Seattle plus 172 in the Bronx. Jay Berman coming up with an update and a couple of picks, and we'll get back to the football.